Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
This is what I tell them. Look.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Becker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And I am truly excited to have Miss Allison Apsey on with us today. A great lady doing some amazing things. I'm so excited to highlight her and share her story with you guys. So first, Allison, thank you so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Thank you for being or for having me. I was really excited to meet you and just learn more about you, a little conversation we got to have. So I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. 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 Well, let's dive into it. If you don't mind, you know, sharing, you know, off air, we talked a little bit about, you know, our journeys and, you know, your story. But if you don't mind sharing some of that with the audience so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Yes. Yes. I love the title of your work, The Success Chronicles, but I, like many, feel like a hot mess much of the time, but we're going to talk about successes, right? But just full transparency. So, you know, it was interesting because my sister is a teacher and I was a teacher, and my sister said, people ask her like, oh, do you come from like a family of teachers? Because the two of us are teachers. And, you know, the answer is no.
Yeah.
First generation educators in our families, which is interesting. But I was also mentioning to you that I was one of those who graduated from high school. I walked out the door of the school that last day of senior year. And I said, thank goodness that's over. I don't ever want to step foot in a K-12 building again. In fact, I don't really want to go to college, but I don't know what else to do. So I went to my local community college and studied business. And I just happened to get into an educational psychology class my sophomore year. And they made me do the volunteer work in a classroom, like all the other students who wanted to be teachers.
Yeah.
And my aunt was a teacher in the area. And I went to volunteer in her first grade classroom. And I looked at those like snotty nosed little babies. And I thought, you poor things, you have no idea. Like first grade's not that bad, but you have like 12 years of torture ahead of you. And I am also one of those people that if I see something in the world that I think is wrong and I think I could have a positive impact on it, I got to do it. So I switched my major right then and went into education and spent only 5 years as a teacher and 19 years as a principal of all levels. I move around, not districts necessarily, but, you know, I'm just always looking for where can I impact and influence and support positive change. And I'm willing to take a risk and jump out there to do that.
You said, I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you said some key words there that I'm all about. You said impact and influence. And I don't think you've seen this or even know this, but the title of my book series is The Impact of Influence.
I knew we were kindred spirits.
Right. And so you said that, I'm like, no, it's so important to live a life where we impact others. And that brings about an influence that like it transcends all barriers and it just lasts for generations. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Oh, gosh. This April, am going to be married for 25 years. And awesome. That is a huge success because that ain't easy. And I have two boys. That's so awesome. I'm really proud of my family. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of my willingness, I guess, to take that leap and sacrifice what's known for the unknown in order to, you know, try to make a bigger impact. One of my core values is making a difference. And that has led me across the country and, you know, who knows, maybe around the world. But I started a blog. I was a principal and started a blog in 2015 that's called Serendipity in Education. And I knew I loved to write, but I really fell in love with writing when I started that blog. But I fell in love with the word serendipity when I watched that 2001-ish movie starring John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. And just this idea of like life can be full of happy accidents. And in fact, wouldn't we live richer, more fulfilled lives if we went around looking for happy accidents and beautiful lessons in everything we experience? And I think part of that is like my Enneagram 7-ness. Like, I want life to be a party. I've had to do a lot of work to sit in negative feelings. Like, I always want to be like, all right, well, what's the silver lining? How can I work my way through this?
Yeah.
And I'm much better now as I'm getting older of recognizing the value in those negative feelings and allowing myself to feel them. But I also think that I don't want to stay there. Like, I always want to be looking for what can I get from this to become a better version of myself? Like, with everything we go through. So, that blog translated into a lot of other things, but I want to know why you're smiling right now.
Well, you know, first off, this interview is not about me, but,
I don't.
No, I like it's another thing that like I'm wholeheartedly about, right? Like you talked about like being the best version of yourself so that you can give the best version of yourself to others.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that, and that's one thing that like that's my driving force of why I do what I do, right? Mm-hmm. I learned a long time ago in my life that I'm just gonna say it ain't about me. Mm-hmm. You know, my mama, boy, it ain't about you, boy. My mama, she say that. I know she know my name. She gave me my name. Right? You know? Like, boy, it ain't about you, boy. You know, but just learning that and instilling that, and like you live a life, and also seeing, you know, being a fourth generation educator coming from church people and just educators, seeing them walk the talk, right? Like it's one thing to say, boy, it ain't about you, but it's another thing for me to see them give to others when we didn't have.
Wow. Yeah,
you know, and so like that's that's one thing that really is important to me. And I've seen, you know, with the faith-based background, I've seen it that when you strive to do those things, like you'll be taken care of.
You will.
You know, like like you don't have to worry that, like, man, oh, I don't have. Well, no, you'll be all right. Just take care of others. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I've seen that.
There's so many connections I just made. Where do I want to start? But one of them is something that I think people are struggling right now to keep alive in their lives, and that's hope.
Yeah.
And I read an article that was published, I think, back in the summer of 2022 about the science of hope and how to keep hope alive. And there's three ways that we can ignite hope in our lives. Mm-hmm. And one of those is acts of kindness. So when we give to others, when we feel like we're contributing, you're right, we get back. And one of the things we get back immediately is hope. And hope really is about like self-efficacy, like our belief that we can impact a better tomorrow, that our actions today can cause a better tomorrow. And all we need is a little ember of hope inside of us and to keep us going. But when we feel like all hope is gone, like in those moments, those are really scary for people. And hope is really at an all-time low across all age levels, across all careers, and across all countries in the world. But those acts of kindness, setting and accomplishing micro goals, and incorporating gratitude into our lives are three ways to ignite hope. And it's something that we can do anytime and right away.
Give me 1 second. I'm still taking notes.
Oh, I appreciate that. Wait,
Acts
I
of
also have.
kindness, setting and accomplishing micro goals. And what was the third one? Acts of kindness. No, acts of
Gratitude.
kindness, gratitude. Yeah. Love
Yes.
that. I love
You know,
that.
one place that really comes into play is when I'm supporting teachers who are new to our profession. They are overwhelmed. You know, everything is new and challenging, and they struggle to keep hope alive. So there's three ways we can support them in being hopeful about this incredible profession we're in.
Oh, good. All right, so now that I took that break for you, so you talked about the things that you were proud of, being married, okay, starting your blog, being married for 25 years, doing your blog, serendipity, and then was there a third one that you had? I want to make sure I give you an
I kind of
opportunity to
did.
share that.
Yeah, I maybe kind of gave a third one, but here's the deal. When we're walking into a school building, even if we've worked there for 24 years, 25 years, we never know what challenges we're going to face. And right now, I walk into school buildings across the country, you know, at least 10 to 11 days out of the month. So I'm traveling all the time. And it gives me this incredible perspective on what educators are going through, their successes, their challenges, how they're overcoming them. But sometimes I'm walking into a school building and I don't know anything about the school and what I'm going to encounter. But I can tell you what I do know. I do know that I can bring light, energy, and focus to everyone around me every single day, as long as I'm taking care of me and pouring into me. And so sometimes that's like the music I listen to in the morning or podcasts. But I think I'm really proud of that no matter what challenge we face in schools or wherever we are, we can decide what we're going to bring to that challenge.
Okay, so here's another thing that that I believe too, that you said. Like I wholeheartedly believe that like we're in control of the destiny, right? Like you can't pour out of an empty cup. You said that. You know, as far as like I have to make sure that like I pour into myself, and that's not selfish, right? That's not selfish to make sure that you pour into yourself so that you're the best version of yourself, because what it allows you to do is it allows you to bring that light and
Yes.
that energy, right?
Yes.
It allows you to bring that with everything you got, right? Not
Yes.
just half hanging. No, I'm giving it to you. We're gonna have a good time. Like, you know, like it's on. Like, you better watch out. I'm gonna smile. Like, we're gonna have a good time, you know.
Yes. And you know, I think about that. Like an example I use is I love true crime podcasts. I stopped listening to them because I travel by myself so much now and I don't want to be paranoid, but I love them. But if I get up in the morning as I'm getting ready and I listen to like stories about murder and like violence, what kind of energy am I going to bring to the people I work with that day? But if instead, while I'm getting ready, I'm listening to Oprah Winfrey interview Danielle Pink and get inspired and motivated through their words, how might that impact the energy I'm going to bring to the people I encounter? So, and it doesn't mean I'm going to the spa every day. It means that I'm really thinking about like, how do I need to take care of myself in order to bring that best version of myself to everyone around me?
You can throw in things that you could listen to, people could listen to, is that Success Chronicles interview with Allison Apsley. That's a good one. They,
Over and
over and over and over
over
again. They need that one in their life, okay? No, just to listen to you talk about your journey, man, listen to you discuss the things that you're proud of. I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
You know, feeling that you're living the life you are meant to live. Being fulfilled. You know, I think I listened to a different Oprah Winfrey podcast that where they're talking about the definition of happiness and how happiness is not necessarily linked to joy. happiness is more linked to fulfillment. And that's my definition of success. You know, I have a 21-year-old son who's still trying to figure life out. And he's working at a fast food restaurant. He's like living on his own. He's got, you know, a girlfriend he loves, and they have a great relationship. And to me, like, if you are happy and feeling fulfilled in this life, like, I don't care what you're doing, as long as you're able to, you know, as long as it's legal and, you know, you're able to live the life that you want to live. Like, he's paying the bills. Like, he's doing okay. He's got time to figure it out. So success to me is not measured in money or awards or accolades or popularity on social media. It's really about feeling fulfilled.
Yeah. Oh, good. I love that. And I wholeheartedly agree with that too. Cause I think, man, if that makes you happy, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're doing something that makes you happy, it allows you to continue to do your thing at a high rate.
Yeah.
Right. Which, if you are doing your thing and you continue to do your thing at a high rate, that leads to consistency in your life.
Right.
Which leads to ultimate success. And it's the success that you want and that you're proud of because you've done your thing that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this, I love the show CBS Sunday Morning. I don't know if anybody else is a fan of that new show. It's the best new show ever because it is all like feel good stories. And one of the stories they talked about this week was like backup singers, or they're talking about a gentleman who plays the saxophone for, I think, Barry Manilow. And and just talking to those people who live their lives in the shadows and asking them, like, did you want more? Do you aspire more? You know, when you've had to fill in for the lead, if you're like the backup performer, if you've had to fill in for the lead, did that make you want it all the time? And they really talked about like just knowing your place, knowing your value and being content where you are. Like, and I travel, I do keynote presentations, but like, I'm not looking to present to a football stadium full of people. Like, that's what I want to do. And I actually almost prefer like working with smaller groups so that I
can intimate setting.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can get close. Yeah.
I know my lane. I know my where I can give the most value. Which they talked to a backup pitcher and who had an 11-year run in Major League Baseball and a great career, but was always the backup pitcher, was never the front runner. And it was just so interesting to hear people talk about like understanding, not always aspiring for more and have that equate to success, really understanding the value they can provide and the role they're in.
Ooh, man, that's so good. I love that. And really, that's kind of like with me, my thing is like, far as with the Success Chronicles, people ask me, you know, all the time, like people will say, man, it's, you know, pretty cool. Like, what do you look for in a guest, you know, to have? Like, it's, you know, pretty neat conversation. I was like, really, I just have one qualification. Will they talk to me? You know, like, I mean, I don't know. You gonna talk to me? I'll talk to you. We'll have a conversation. We'll do a podcast, right?
Yeah.
But you know, in all seriousness, the reason is, like, I feel that we can all learn from one another. I feel that, like, the titles and all of that stuff, I mean, it's great, right? But like, I think wherever you are in your life, I think we can all continue to learn from one another. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of, you know, what I strive to do. Like, I love learning. I love sharing stories. I love highlighting others, right? And so it's I love how you said that. I'm going to have to check that show out.
Yes, yes, it's a good one. I listen to the podcast because I don't have time to sit around for an hour and a half and watch the television show.
Right. So what I want to do now is kind of go off script a little bit. I want to throw some like three words or phrases at you. And if you don't mind, just share what comes to mind or heart, you know, when you hear these words or phrases. You're okay with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Awesome. So the first phrase that I'm going to give you is living and learning.
Oh my gosh. Living and learning. And what the first thing that comes to mind is being where you are. I don't think we do either of those things very well unless we are fully present wherever we are in whatever we're doing. So, I mean, you've got a huge to-do list. I've got a huge to-do list, but there's no place in the world I'd rather be than right here in this conversation with you. And if for no other reason, I mean, you're pretty awesome and I'm pretty excited about like getting to know you.
Oh,
There's like all
shucks,
these reasons.
Allison, shucks.
But also, if for no other reason, it's because I'm here. I've chosen to be here. And one of my colleagues said something, and I think it's a quote from a book. I did not make this up, but the idea of just be here and nowhere else. And I think that's when we can fully live and learn as we're working our way through life.
Man, ooh, that's good. All right. So the second word I want to give you, and it's not a phrase, it's just a word, because
Okay.
I want to just kind of hear your take on this, is just education.
Education. I can tell you that I 100% believe in educators. And I feel so fortunate to be able to work closely with educators from coast to coast now. My career, most of my career was spent in Michigan until a year and a half ago we moved to Georgia. And in that process, what was my side job became my full-time job. So now, I do the traveling and coaching educators all over. And every single one of them wants good things for their kids, and they want good things for each other, and they want good things for families and their community. And sometimes they're stuck in a space where they just have no idea how to go about that work, or maybe they're disillusioned. But I wholeheartedly believe they're in our profession for the right reason, and we can work together to help them have that hope again and that self-efficacy and understand the value of working together. So that's my take on education. I love educators.
So good. All right. The last one I'm going to give you. Before I give you this one, I want to warn you. I want to tell you, hey, this is the good one right here. But I want to warn you, get you set up for it. But the last one is legacy.
Oh. Well, I'm writing a book right now with I'm co-authoring it with George Kuros, who wrote The Innovator's Mindset, and it's called What Makes a Great Principal. And I just put the whole manuscript together, and George wrote about legacy. And in his first principalship, he was challenged by his superintendent to think about it was a super successful school. And what footprint was he going to leave on the school? What was his legacy going to be? And it made me think of a story I heard about JFK and how JFK was coached. This was in Daniel Pink's book, Drive. And JFK was coached by a woman. I don't remember her name, but she said, "All great leaders are a sentence. What will your sentence be?" So she talked about, how Lincoln's sentence was about, keeping the country from splitting apart and abolishing slavery. She talked about Roosevelt's legacy of bringing the country back from, or his sentence of bringing the country back from the Great Depression. And, I thought about, what would my sentence be as a leader? And I want my sentence to my legacy to go beyond the walls of the schoolhouse, to impact, educators and students. But the one of the things I'm most proud of is something that somebody posted about me on Facebook. Now, they posted a lot of stuff probably about me on Facebook. I don't want to read any of the bad stuff. But one of this, there was a good thing somebody posted. And it was when I was leaving my last principalship. And she said, Allison sees the best in a person and somehow helps them believe it. And if that could be my legacy, that I see you in a light that you never even saw yourself in. And then after I helped shine that light on you, you forevermore believe that in yourself. That would be legacy, my legacy, I would hope.
So good. You know, I have, man, one word in response to that, and that word is boom. Let's go, man. I love it. And it's so true. You know, as you were explaining that, I was thinking about those leaders that I've had in my life that were that for me, and the feeling that you get from that, man. It's a great feeling to have someone in your life that believes in you. You know, it's sometimes more than you believe in yourself.
And in the end, you believe in yourself in a way you never thought you would.
Well, as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love with all of the amazing things you have going on.
Well, thank you. So I'm available on all the social medias. Only post nice things about me, please. at Allison Apsey. And then my website is AllisonApsey.com. And I don't think I've written as many books as you, Chip, but I do have a few books out there. My first book was called The Path to Serendipity. And my most recent books are called Leading the Whole Teacher and Lead with Collaboration. And then hopefully sometime this spring, What Makes a Great Principal will be out.
So good. Well, again, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank you. The same to you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.